So as we ground or connect with the planet, this magnetism from the Earth, which is gravity, draws everything towards its center. And since we're part of the planet, we're using the gravity or the magnetism to pull towards our center, or to have the anything that is getting in the way of us feeling our center be pulled off and recycled into the planet, so that it returns as this vibrant, strong magnetism back to us. So we start to come into this reciprocal breath with the planet as we release and sink down and relax into it more deeply. And then eventually this energy starts coming back up into us. And it's this breathing back and forth with the planet, this loop of energy exchange that we want to settle into before we do anything else. Once we can relax into this, our minds quiet down, our will, our personal will, starts to get out of the way, and we can start to identify with something much greater than ourselves, and also fill up with this beautiful white streamy magnetism that nourishes our body, nourishes our cells and organs, clears the emotional field, and helps us align with our deep center. Now I'm going to pose a question to you. And that is, what is behind the mind? What's behind the emotions? Who are you if you are not your mind and emotions? And that's kind of a Zen question, kind of thing that you contemplate over a period of time. But if you can quiet the mind and the emotions get settled down, who are you? What begins to be revealed? This is really the purpose of the spiritual path, which is to discover who you truly are at the essential level of your being. So very often we start on the spiritual path and we're looking for healing, we're looking for relief from the burden of our emotions or the burden of the chattering mind. But ultimately there's a call within us that's calling us to know ourselves in a different way. And so very often in spiritual schools you'll hear of the lesser mysteries or the greater mysteries, or you'll hear of the lunar mysteries and the solar mysteries, or the purification and then the entrance into the path. And the whole beginning part of the path is about purification, about quieting the mind, calming the emotions, and clearing the conscience. I'm going to speak a little bit about this clearing the conscience. There are things that we've said or done or felt that nag at us. And we need to come clean with those. It's kind of like one of the steps in the 12-step programs about making amends. But it's about being able to face yourself and come clean with yourself in any part of your history where you felt like you acted in less integrity than you had wanted to. This is a very, very important part of the purification aspect of the path. These are the type of things that when we sit down to meditate or get quiet, they're the kinds of things that come up and nag at us and keep us from settling in. So what I'd like to do today is use the energy from the earth, this loop of energy that you've been getting accustomed to, and feeling the descending energy where the heaviness drops down into the earth, and then this beautiful, vibrant energy fills you back up and fills you all the way back up through the crown chakra. And then the light from above comes down through you and again releases, helps to release the heavy energies. And you can start to feel this pulsation, this rhythm of flow in your being. And it's going to be different for each one of you. Kind of tap into that rhythm of the breath and the flow and feel the energy through your feet and your hands. Maybe like waves, or like when you're lying on the beach and you hear the waves coming in and going out. It's that kind of rhythm that we start to tune into with the flow of this energy. So I'll be quiet for a moment so that you can feel that. And you start to feel like your legs are miles long into the earth. And the energy at the crown chakra starts to reach out to the cosmos. And there's kind of a languid, long feeling of the energy. It gradually opens and expands and grows as you release into it. In this process, you feel some unwinding and releasing going on. Beautiful. Now this expanded state keeps growing and growing. Excuse me. And there's a relationship between how expanded you become, how spacious, how light the energy becomes, how purified. And what can be released or cleansed in terms of the body and disease and emotions in terms of old wounds and anger and hurt. And so as we expand, the more we expand, the more there's a possibility that these lower vibrational experiences will clear through. Good. We're going to let this expand a little more. We're going to invoke the Divine Presence. And you may each say an invocation silently to yourself. And feel the base of the spine, invite that to release a little more. And if you're holding any tension there, let the knees spread apart. Let your body relax. Beautiful. Feel your hands radiant with light. And let the light stream through your hands, filling the atmosphere of your circle. So we're building a healing temple of light, which is expanding and expanding and expanding, which is going to give us the opportunity to do some deep healing for everyone in the group. We keep our focus on the light and the expanded energy. We invoke the Holy Mother. This is the Mother of the world. You may think of her in some religious form, but she's beyond that. And we're going to invite her to do some healing on each of your hearts. So just relax and enjoy the flow of the energy and the releasing, and there will be a healing that's going on for each of your heart centers. This is not something you can direct. It's a grace and a blessing that you're receiving. And what obscures the heart are the old feelings of resentment and anger and fear, and the feelings of regret. And she comes sometimes in a very spirit warrior type mode, where she's wields a sword and a lamp, a candle, a fire. And it's like spiritual surgery. She removes the hardened, old energies by cutting them out of the heart center. In a very compassionate way. But she uses this very strong energy. To cut through the hardened, darkened energies that we've carried with us all our lives. Her precision is immaculate. What she surgically removes sometimes looks like hardened coal or some kind of hardened substance, like a hard wood that's been petrified. And the grace of this is that these old wounds and resentments can finally be released. And sometimes we don't even know about what's been held there. Everyone's had very deep challenges in their lives. As valiant women, we keep going. We keep taking care of who we need to take care of. And we're extremely courageous. And that's a good thing. We need that power and strength. And so now you're receiving a gift for the times that you didn't have the time or energy to take care of yourself, to release the effects of the challenges. They're being removed from you now. Your strength and brilliance throughout your life has been tremendous. Now, some of you might be feeling kind of an emerald green energy running through the heart center. That's the healed energy. I'm seeing it in the group. This may have taken place at a level beneath your conscious thinking processes, but it is taking place energetically. So it will ripple through your lives. She's still working, so we'll be patient. You can offer her more and more to work on, or just give her more permission to cut out whatever she finds that's blocking or covering your true essence. Now she's taking all that hardened material. It's in the center of the circle there, and it's now being burned to be a light for the consciousness of the planet. All the tears, all the struggle, all the feelings you had to endure. Of humiliation or disgrace are being burned. And out of this material comes more light. Feel the breath in your chest and abdomen. So now she is just concerned with tending this fire. She's finished with working on each one of you. And this fire will burn for quite a long time and spread light through the consciousness of the planet. We are entering a new cycle where the type of effort we used to put into things will change. And those long, long, long periods of struggle and hard work will be different. We'll know how to do things with greater ease. But we needed to clear through these 30, 40, 50 years of experiences that had hardened in our beings. So we can be the angels that we are for the planet. And we're doing this on a full moon cycle, and the full moon cycle is when this type of meditation can happen. The moon was so bright here last night, I kept asking Ken if he left the outdoor lights on. I've never seen such a brilliant full moon. So this full moon has blessed us with this opportunity to cleanse this and be freed up from it. So let's recenter with our feet and seat. And let your bodies rest and relax. Express your inner gratefulness for this blessing. See, this hard material that was released from you and was utilized . Nothing was in vain . Nothing was wasted . All is transformed.